everybody. This is Chef Leisha, also known as the Oakland Girl. In today's mindful moment, I want to talk about registered dietitians. So let's say that your doctor has referred you to a dietitian and said, okay, you need some support, you need some care, you need an expert in nutrition and dietetics to help you in your journey, in your health journey. I want to give you a couple of things to consider as you approach this subject. And that is, typically, we don't always get to choose our providers. Most of us, if you have an HMO plan, you have a little bit more wiggle room in terms of like what your preferences are. But if you are not under an HMO, you're under something else. It's just very complicated. I won't even get into the differences of insurance. It's just very complicated. What I would like to do is give you some pointers on things that you can talk to your primary care physician about, and even the first dietitian they refer you to. Ask some questions and have something in your mind. Don't just allow your provider to tell you you need this service and think that there's no work or heavy lifting or anything that needs to be done on your part to really prepare you in this space. And what do I mean by that? Well, if your doctor is concerned about your health and you've been referred to a dietitian, did your primary care physician refer you to the dietitian to help you lose weight, to help you gain weight, to help you increase certain markers on your blood panel? So let's say you're low on vitamin D and iron, and aside from supplementation, they've suggested that you see the dietitian. Then you have a very specific goal in mind. If you need to gain weight, then you need, there's very specific things. If you are a Black or Brown person, a BIPOC person, you can absolutely request that your dietitian be someone who specializes in working with people of color. You can absolutely request that you receive a dietitian that is an expert on working with disordered eating. You can request that your dietitian is a no weigh-in dietitian, that you don't have to step foot on a scale when you see them. You can request so many things. The problem usually comes in when we don't know we can request these things. We don't know that these things are available to us, and so we just accept whatever is given. I am telling you right now that there are dietitians out there who are life-affirming, anti-weight stigma. They don't look at weight alone as indicators of health. And those who will not tell you not to abandon your cultural heritage and diet in order to achieve wellness. So I just really wanted to make sure that you knew that there are options out there, and that if you are on social media, that you can search out those dietitians. It's a little convoluted at times and it takes some wading through. But there is someone called the Latina Dietitian that I absolutely love and enjoy her content on TikTok and Instagram, that I recommend her to lots of people who are not only Latin but also BIPOC. So really, really, just know that you are in the driver's seat of your health. You can request certain things. If you're going to see a therapist, you can request a certain type of therapist that works with you. You can say you want a therapist who is non-religious or follows the same religious path as you. You can request a therapist who that may or may not prescribe medication, that may or may not use alternative methods outside of Western medicine. There are so many things, but if it's in the back of your mind and you're wondering, it's probably likely that you need to ask the questions so that you can receive the answers. And it's all about vulnerability at this point in time. It's about you being able to recognize and know yourself to a certain degree that you would feel more comfortable in certain spaces with certain people in order to reach your health and wellness goals. So don't skip that part. Make sure that you just don't accept whatever is given to you, that you know that you can make certain requests known, and you know, and they should try to find that person or persons to become part of your wellness team to help you through the process. So don't forget to open your mouth. You know, my mama said, closed mouth don't get fed. She also says that people don't believe fat meat is greasy, but I don't really, we're not going to talk about that. But just know that until you actually open up your mouth and do that courageous thing and say what needs to be said, your issues may not be addressed properly. And sometimes it's a systemic issue, but other times it's an ego issue, it's a confidence issue, it's all of those things. Because if we had a little bit more bravado, if we had a little bit more confidence to open our mouths and ask for what we need, we may receive it. So this is your gentle encouragement to say that shit with your chest when it comes to your health and wellness. You got to say it with your chest. And you have to walk in the space knowing that you are the expert on your body. Your medical team is the expert on medicine. They know how to read labs. They know how to run tests. They know how to do diagnostic shit, right? But you are an expert on you. And you know when something feels off. You know when something feels right. You know when something is not complete. And you need to do whatever type of work you got to do within yourself to be able to step outside of that space and say, hey, look, something ain't right. I need you to check these things out, especially if you're a Black woman. And the reason why I center Black women is because I'm a Black woman, in case anybody ever wanted to ask that question. But nobody is a better expert on me than me, outside of God, of course. But that's the thing. Like, I've lived in this body. I know what feels right. I know what doesn't feel right. I know when something is off. And no matter how much opposition you receive, how much hesitation, how much of anything that would come in and cause you to question yourself, please, please, please find the strength and courage to ask, rather demand, what it is that you need so that you become well. Because the world is still going to be the world. White supremacy is still white supremacy. Things are still happening all around us, and a closed mouth don't get fed. So speak up. Speak up. You just might get what you need. So hey, it's just been a good moment. I'm not gonna hold you long. Sometimes it's just good to get a little tidbit of information rather than a whole long podcast. I have just shifted my view on certain things in terms of like these messages, because y'all know I can talk, right? But the longer is not always better. Anyway, I just thought I would throw that out there to you. It's got some things on my mind. It's a beautiful day. I'm looking out the window at these trees moving in the wind and the sun shining and the traffic is going lightly. It's just a vibe, you know. Find your vibe. Find your peace. Find your space. And know that even when you're dealing with health adversities and things that are a little bit undesirable that you don't want to really have to deal with that, there is hope on the other side. You can receive what you need. You deserve full wellness. You deserve a full, vibrant life. And if you use your voice, you just might get it. This is been the Mindful Moment with Chef Leisha, also known as the Oakland Girl. Make sure you head over to theoaklandgirl.com and sign up for our newsletter. In the next coming months, there's going to be some wonderful announcements and things happening in the atmosphere. And I want y'all to know what's going on, because, you know, I'm a little bit sporadic with these here podcasts. So I will talk to y'all later. Thank you for always checking in and being here with me. Until next time, I wish you peace and wellness. Bye.